The gospel we have just listened to. In the gospel, Jesus begins with a very strong, powerful, but very difficult statement. Love your enemies. Love your enemies. And he even directed to the disciples and said, to you who listen, to you who hear, love your enemies. If you look at those words, love and enmity, they are two different things. What is the Lord Jesus teaching here? This teaching seems to be a kind of a radical departure from the known teaching in those days, the teaching of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But here we are. It brings a radical teaching. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. When you look at it very well, it seems it's not easy for any human being to do that. Because naturally, if somebody hits you, if somebody is aggressive to you, you would want to respond. But here he is. He said, no, don't do that. And when you listen to the second reading about the earthly man and the heavenly person, the man from the earth and the man from heaven, you see that the Lord Jesus now is trying to bring those belonging to the earth, those who think naturally, those who would want to behave like nature wants you, I would want to hit back. The Lord Jesus brings in the divine. And he wants us to be like our Heavenly Father. If somebody hits you, turn the other cheek. Which, of course, is difficult. But again, if you come back to sit down and think and look at it, sometimes, most of the times, the enemies we have are more imaginary than real. Sometimes we think this person hates me, or he doesn't like me. And sometimes the enmity you build between that person is just in your heart. The person may not even know that you hate him. And so, what Jesus tells us here is extend that loving hand to the person you think, because most times you think people hate you, when in actual fact they don't. But if it is real, just be like your Heavenly Father. Love that person. Because by doing that, you bring the love of God down and goes round. And in all these teachings, to the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other. From the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold from him. Do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks. Jesus is coming to build a community that is separate from the other people. And if you remember when he told his disciples, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. By your life then, by the way you extend your loving hands to those who don't like you, you are bringing in a new community, a new family. You are bringing in a new teaching. From there then, people will love, will learn. Remember when he said in the scriptures, by this, the world will know that you are my own. When you love one another as I have loved you. He wants this love to be universal. The Heavenly Father loves everybody, no matter what you do. And that is what the Lord Jesus wants us to do here, because he is bringing in a new family. And so when he says, love your enemies, it could be difficult Because there are some people who are not very easy to love. The more you go closer to them, they far away, they depart from you. You try to smile at them and they hate you. Sometimes they wouldn't even want it. Now, what happens in such cases? Keep on doing. Remember, my grace is sufficient for you. With that grace of God, you will be able. Do not allow whatever some other person does affect your relationship with God and that person. Love him as God loves you. And so if we start hating those who hate us, it will continue. But if you love those who hate you, then you break away from that circle and then try to teach this person that love conquers. And so when the Lord teaches us here, in fact, because he opens to show you how serious it is, he opens with that, love your enemies. You know, there are people who are here that people don't like, or they may think they have enemies around them. Then the Lord says, love them. And in that case, then, what are we going to do? Do what God wants you to do. Smile at the person. Be close. Be nice to the person. Start loving them. What of a person in your workplace that doesn't want to see you, that hates you, it doesn't even want to hear your voice? What do you do? Your work as a Christian is to show that person that you truly are a Christian. Love that person. It doesn't matter what he does. So what the Lord Jesus teaches us here is very paramount. Love your enemies. And then he goes ahead then to say, be merciful. Be merciful. Sometimes we do not show mercy in criticizing others. Somebody may do something and you don't like it. You start gossiping. Start criticizing that person. Be merciful in criticizing others. Be merciful in the way you look at others. Sometimes people want every other person to be like themselves. They want every person to be like you. Remember, we are different. The important thing here is to really look at the person. See God in that person, because each one of us was created in the image and likeness of God. Do not see that the actions of that person, but see that image of God in him. And that is where you love, and that's how you start. Love that image of God in the person, and then extend your hands of love to that person. That's the way to go about it. So, my dear friends in Christ, this week, let us make it a point of duty to obey what God Christ wants us to do here. Let us love our enemies. Let us pray for those who mistreat us. Let us do good to those who hate us. And then you'll see that is the way the kingdom of God will begin. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.